A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Sponsoring this week on Staying Relevant is Hinge. I am very, very excited about this one, Samuel.
Oh, Hinge, the dating app designed to be deleted. It is very up your street, to be fair.
There is an opportunity for you to be involved, though, Sam.
Any excuse to meddle in your love life. I love it.
With voice prompt, my best friends take on why you should date me. You can actually lean on your friends to hype you up to potential matches. Try not to get too excited, Sam.
I would be the best hype man for you. You know I would. I'd talk about your smell and then move on to how you always take care of anyone in your group on a night out and also how you bring little snacks in your briefcase. They're very endearing qualities.
Wow. Just wow, Sam. As we found out there, it's not easy to see your own green flags, especially if you're humble and self-deprecating like me. Add that to your list, Samuel. But it is easy for your friends to do so on your behalf.
Now, I'm glad you like my suggestion, Peter, and download the dating app Hinge and try its voice prompts today. But if you think about it, a tiny bit of hair. With your scent on it.
No, Sam, no one wants... I'm not...
Yeah, but they do.
I'm not...
Okay, question.
Sam, I'm giving enough... Okay, before we start... I don't have enough to give away. We'll get to
we
this.
Do a poll.
We can
we do a
poll? This. It's in this week's episode.
Okay, fine.
We'll
do a poll.
We can do a poll as much as you want, but that don't mean I'm doing it.
Okay,
we'll do it in the podcast. Let's just crack on, shall
aggressive.
We? Welcome to Staying Relevant. He's a...
Okay, welcome to Staying Relevant. We are both... We have penises, but we are best friends.
Don't ever start a podcast with Welcome to Staying Relevant, We Have Penis.
Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast with two bestest of best pals, me, Sam Thompson, and Peter James Wicks, everybody. Yeah! Thought we should clap him in this week. He's had a bit of a tough one. He hasn't boozed.
Well, no, I haven't, actually.
He's got the come down. Not the come down, what's the word? He's got the... He's got the shake, he basically just haven't boozed in a while.
Yeah, so I won't be drinking today. However, I will be swearing, and if you don't like that, go f*** yourself.
However, in the opening comments. We're having a cock-off right now.
Yeah, I know we are.
Yeah, we are.
Who's going to give him first?
I've got a blink. Yeah, there we go. Okay,
so, yeah, I will be swearing. If you don't like that, go fuck yourself. Make sure you follow us on all socials, which is Instagram, TikTok, Snappy C, YouTube, all of that crap at Staying Relevant Podcasts. This is the main episode, so this will be out on Monday. You can also listen to us on Thursday when we release the bonus episodes, and you can watch them respectively on Friday and Sunday, which means Monday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday. I actually saw a comment in the reviews saying, I wish Pete would stop doing that. It's fucking annoying.
I've got a different comment that says, new ick unlocked. Pete repeating Monday, Thursday, Friday and Sunday, thinking he's top dog for it. Pack it in, please.
Yeah. And, and to you, I say, fuck off and listen to something else.
But they put the nice little emoji with the hands. They're really begging.
Yeah, well, no. If you don't like it, listen to something else, you fucking idiot.
Or he doesn't like a little bit of that. See, I get it all the time. I'm now used to it.
No, but do you know what's mad is because that is anything I do now is apparently an ick. It's not an ick. That's just you don't like me saying Monday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday. So actually, this episode, I'm going to say it more. Monday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday.
New ick unlocked. PX.
Anyway.
Worldwide.
Make sure you rate, review, do all that sort of stuff. Follow us and blah, blah, blah. I mean, you know the fucking deal by now.
Oh, like and review. You've already said that, haven't you?
I have done it. Okay, we've moved on from that. Okay, as always, and we put out a little shout out to you last week, and we're going to do the same again now. You can be involved in the live show only if you're coming. We need you. We need anyone that is coming to the tour who is up for being part of the show to send in some shameful stories about your lives, because it makes us feel better about the mess that is our lives.
Mm.
So if you're familiar with Sidebar of Shame, we have a similar thing happening on the tour without giving too much away, but we need you. So we need you to send in your shameful moments. So if you could email stayingrelevant@insanityhq.com to take part, that would be great. And you may be on stage. You may win a prize. And let me tell you, that prize is shit.
No, it's
but
not.
But it's still a prize.
That prize is still being debated.
Which we will come to later in the show.
But it's a good one.
So, opening conversation. Let's see if Sam can get this right for once. This is not What Have You Done to Stay Relevant, Sam. This is just the opening conversation. Shall we start with yesterday's meeting?
I think it's very important we do. I have... Now, do you know what? We need a bit of a... I feel like I need to build up to this. It has been 3 months since we've decided to do this live show. It has been 3 months of Pete writing in notebooks, scribbling things down, having secret meetings with producer Charlotte, then coming back, talking about it, then going again, doing another one, getting it written down onto a Microsoft Word. As of yesterday, I have finally been filled into what we're doing on the live show. Come on! And I've got to say, it's fucking amazing. It is amazing. Pete, I'm shocked. There's so much to talk about with this thing. So basically...
Can I just start before Sam goes into it? No, I'm just going to start with... We had this meeting and I assumed it was just going to be a really lovely meeting. What I didn't realise was Sam was bringing a videographer and recorded the whole thing. So it wasn't just a meeting for all of us to find out. Sam has used it to blackmail me so that people can see what I'm really like.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's not going to go well.
And I'm going to tell you what he's like now. He walks in. So let me set the scene. We're on the sixth floor. There's a boardroom up there, right? There's been a boardroom booked.
Should we start with the alarm?
Oh, yeah. So, well, no, because you're not even there at this point. I walk upstairs, there's a boardroom there. I'm like, okay, we're meaning business here. So me and the videographer, we set up. And then the elevator doors open, ding. Out strolls in a turtleneck and a full suit, Pete Wicks, in boots that I have never seen him wear before. And a suit, not a suitcase, a fucking...
Briefcase.
And a briefcase. He's walked out in a suit, a turtleneck and a briefcase... strode towards the room.
Appropriate attire for a board meeting.
It's not a board meeting, though.
It was in a boardroom, and it was a meeting.
That Pete has booked. And so he strolls in, and as he's about to walk in, we've got the whole Staying Relevant team there. Obviously, we rented out this floor in this building. The fucking fire alarm goes off.
Now, let me tell you why the fire alarm went off. It's because we're on the sixth floor. It's a long way down to the ground floor for me to have a cigarette. So I did ask Sam's manager if I could just smoke out the window. Now, that wasn't allowed, but we did find a door which we thought might have led to a balcony. However, I said to him, well, just see if that works then. He opened the door and the entire alarm went off.
On the sixth floor.
I then ran back to the chair and pretended like it was nothing to do with me.
So imagine this. Staying Relevant, the podcast, we're having like a professional meeting. Pete's asked my agent to open the fire door so he can have a gaff outside on the sixth floor. Fire alarm goes off. Executives of the building run up. One of the other agents is running around going, I don't want to die. I don't want to die. And we're like, yeah. No, it's just a fire door. She's like, no, there's a fire. It like the execs like run up the stairs. Everyone's panicking, going, who the fuck are these people? I'm sat there with my videographer going, this is amazing content. So we're filming this whole thing. Pete's striding around trying to put out said fires, proverbial fires, in his suit and turtleneck, being like, no, it's fine. No, don't worry. I've just opened the door. No, it's fine. Shut up to my agent who's terrified about dying. He's like, sit down. It's everything okay. Why can't we fucking get this on the projector? So already at the start, before anything's happened, it's a fucking disaster. Why are you not wearing a suit? You look fucking stupid, mate. You're wearing a hoodie. This is meant to be a board meeting. You said that as well.
I did.
That will come out in the clips. And then we begin. Finally, the alarm goes off. We get the, you know when you're in these board meeting room places and like you put like from the laptop to the TV screen? We got it up for 5 seconds. That just went blank as soon as the engineer guy left. So Pete then told him, oh, fuck it. Goes into his man bag or his briefcase, pulls out, other than the quavers, pulls out his notebook that I have now seen in the flesh that he has doodled on with love hearts. Would you believe it? Flowers and love hearts have been doodled on the front of his notebook.
I'm a sensitive soul.
I couldn't believe it. I was absolutely shocked. So he goes, fuck that screen off. Here we go. So he pulls out the original copy of the notebook. And then we begin. How do you think it went, Pete?
As I thought it would, it was a disaster.
No, the start was a disaster.
No, it was a disaster because the main reason...
We eased our way into it,
because
we
had... So let's just point out, right? So there's myself, Sam, a videographer, two of my agents. There is Saffron and Chaz. There is...
By the way, Saffron and Chaz, I'm sure you know by now, are the producers on the show.
There is Seb, Georgia. There's a lot of people in the room just staring at me. And the point of why they've been smaller meetings with Chaz and I is so that we could get through it and get some work done. This meeting went on for 3 hours and could have been over in one. Because every point, before we'd even started, all right, so I start with Sam. Sam, this is how it's going to start. I said to him, he says, right, what we can do is get some fireworks in and then someone can fly from the ceiling. That's why he's not been involved. Because I hadn't even, nothing had happened yet. I'd literally said, so everyone's going to be sat in their seats and this is what's going to happen. And he'd started with a firework fucking chat. So if you can imagine, that's how the whole meeting went. Every little bit he found out, he wanted to make into a fucking, a fire fucking work, flamethrowers. At one point, he wanted to fly in from the ceiling.
Yeah, that was apparently not in the budget, which I thought was just a little bit
rude.
No,
it's not in the budget.
I haven't even seen the budget, but I just thought it'd be quite cool, right? If me and Pete flew in, ziplined in, right, with these suits on that people can then throw. You know when people throw balls and they stick to the suits? And so we were going to glide in with these suits on and people... Because it's called crowd interaction, Pete.
There's crowd interaction in the fucking thing. That was on page 6. All right, what we don't need, it's not a kid's party where you throw fucking Velcro balls.
That's what they are, it's Velcro.
No, we're not doing that.
I thought it'd be really cool, but anyway, that got shot down real fast. Pete got annoyed within 10 seconds of the presentation. I've never seen you get annoyed that fast.
I just wanted people to listen, and it was a struggle to have so many people in there. And in fact, I'll tell you how bad it was. Bear in mind that I'm presenting all of this work that I've done. Sam, within the first 10 minutes, was told, well done, for being quiet for 30 seconds.
That's true.
Chaz literally went, Sam, well done, you're doing great. All he was doing was sat there listening. Ain't no one saying well done to me. Anyway, so that was one of the things. The flying in was vetoed pretty quickly. Within 10 minutes, it turned into, I'll tell you what we should do. We should give away locks of Pete's hair.
Well, I still think we should do that, by the way.
Where the fuck that came from?
Well, as a prize, I think we should give prizes of Pete's hair out. I think that'd be really funny. I think, well, not even funny. I think people would want them. So we were like, what we'll do is every show we'll have 5 little pieces of Pete's hair in a little baggie, and then we'll just hand them out as prizes for the show, and people can smell it if they want, sniff it, do whatever they want with it. So I wanted to have Pete's hair in a little container, and then we would just go hand it out as prizes. And actually, half the room agreed. Well, half the room were literally like, I think that's quite a good
but
idea.
The problem I have with that is that I don't have much left to give away. And if you need kind of reassurance from that, Ellen, my management, is the perfect example of that. Because at one point when we were asked about the grooming, do we need hair and makeup, a hairstylist for the tour, we said, no, I think we'll be fine. Ellen said you could just get one because they've only got one head of hair between them.
Yeah, that was a bit rude. That was a little bit rude. But that's
so I'm trying to take... This is a serious board meeting and it turned into an absolute fucking nightmare.
The professional agent who's meant to be sat there making sure things go to plan sat again, well, you haven't got any hair anyway.
So that's how that was going. Anyway, 3 hours we were sat there. We got the run through. Sam heard everything. Actually, in the end, I bowed down. Sam has one idea which has made the cut. And it is my least favourite idea of the entire thing, but we needed to give him something.
Quite a big one as well.
Quite a big one. It's fucking huge.
It's the finale.
And to be honest with you, it's going to be the only bit that anyone remembers. So actually what Sam's done is come in, not really listen, trying to give away locks of my hair, and has now got the biggest part of the fucking tour within about 15 minutes. And that's what happens when you're the king of the jungle. You're just fucking rocking late, do what you want, say one thing, and everyone goes, that's the best thing I've ever heard. And I'm sat there with a full fucking 17 pages worth of notes for the hour and fucking half beforehand, and yet the last fight, fucking, I know, yes, I know, I got accepted. Listen, just let me fly. So I've gone an hour and a half's worth of work. Sam comes up with the last 5 minutes of the show, and everyone goes, oh my god, that is the best thing I've ever heard.
It was, that's though, literally it's a fucking good ending.
And let me tell you what's going to happen with that, but at that last 5 minutes, who do you think it's going to fuck over? Yeah, that's right, me.
Do you know what I've learned about Pete as well from this board meeting? You point with your pen a lot. You're really, he's a pen pointer. He's, Pete is one of those guys. And also, he's a stickler for time. Because we're going through and I'm like, why don't we add this in? And Pete literally turns around and goes, no, we've only got 15 minutes to that segment. Didn't realise we had timed segments.
Well, of course, because it's a full show. So we've got segments. And obviously, listen, this whole show, let me just break it down. There is so many things we could do. And there is so much content you can do. But we only have an hour and a half, roughly, to get this show done, all right? So the problem that Sam and I have is we waffle about a lot of things. And what we want is the good content, but it needs to be an actual show. It needs to flow. Rather than having mad shit, like people flying in Velcro suits for no fucking apparent reason, this isn't Dick and Dom in the bungalow, all right? We need to actually get a show done.
I wanted to crowd surf at one point.
Yeah, Sam, it's crowd surfing. Now, I've done crowd surfing before, and I think I've spoken about it on the podcast, when I was drunk in a car park in Wales. And what happened, enough said about that, was I got punched in the dick repeatedly because I went on my front. It wasn't a good look, and I don't fancy doing that at the London Palladium. So there will be no crowd surfing, thank you. The other suggestion Sam came up with was we want to ask people to bring pants and dildos to throw at us. No. So, again, that's not going to happen. So if you could refrain from bringing your pants and dildos, that would be great, because I don't fancy having them smacked across my chops whilst I'm stood on stage at the Palladium. There's been iconic people that have performed at the Palladium. We go there, and then what we leave behind is littered pants all across the fucking room.
So good. I just want to be at the Palladium at this iconic event. So I just throw a dildo at Pete's head. I've never seen a guy so stressed in my entire life. I've just, from the get-go, but it would be really good, by the way, if you bring a spare pair of pants. I think it'd be really funny for you just, not even funny. No, not, do you know what? If you would like to throw a pair of pants at Pete, like he's Elvis, right? Just throw a pair of pants in.
I'm Elvis in the latter years.
We'll take them. Put it this way, we'll take him.
But yeah, listen, it was. I'm going to apologise to Chaz, actually, because I was very snappy in the meeting.
He was very snappy.
I like to get things done, and I had an agenda, and we needed time to get things done properly.
I wanted to do something in the half-time period, but he was like, no, you're going to need your time.
Sam wanted in the interval just to carry on and do extra stuff. Whereas what I've tried to make sure on this tour, being it, our first one, is that it's as safe as possible in terms of the fact that as little can go wrong as possible. That's why I've done contingency plans. Sam, however, just wants to turn up on stage and fuck about.
No, I just want, in the interval, there's like a 15 minute, in like a half time period.
When you will all presumably go to the bar and have a piss. Sam doesn't want you to leave. He wants to carry on the party during the fucking interval. But I think we're all going to need a break at some point. So I've done you a favour by allowing you your 15 minutes in the interval. Now, I'll be honest with you. I've said on this podcast before that I have been told that I'm a genius. Sam, you've now listened to the idea.
I have.
What are your honest thoughts?
Honest thoughts.
Are you more or less excited, more nervous or less nervous? What do you think of the show?
I think that Pete knows me incredibly well. And I think that he is basically written a show for me. Because what he's done is, you've allowed so... Do you know what he's done in the notes? He's written, allow for Sam. And I can now understand why. There's like moments in it where I'm just like, oh, I know. Like he hasn't complicated things. He's made things very smooth. Because I feel like he thinks I'm going to fuck it up. And so I think he's basically like... done safe bits here, but then quite absurd bits there. And I've got to say, I think it's the work of someone who has probably done this before and you haven't. I'm incredibly impressed, mate. It's professional. It's unbelievable. I couldn't add anything. I added one thing at the end. Well, no, I wanted to add loads, actually, but you didn't. But there wasn't really anything to add. And... to be honest with you, the reason we've recorded it is because we're going to play some of the meeting in the fucking live show because it's so funny. He gets so angry at so many points. Just like, never again. But that's not in the notes, mate. Like, why don't you just let me fucking explain the notes?
What I found hard about the meeting was people kept jumping around to different points. And obviously I had a structure. which I like to stick to, as we all know. And that's the point of this tour, is that it needed a structure, because it's going to be, let's call it organised chaos,
yeah.
I think is probably the word. We're not particularly slick. You will probably have seen that this week if you have seen Sam's Junkets.
Oh, no, but no.
No, I joke. But the whole point of this is that we're not slick. It's going to be loads and loads of fun, but we have to... There has to be some sort of structure. So all I've done is a structure. Everything else and all the bits that you're all going to love will mostly be Sam.
No.
Effectively.
I will say this. In all seriousness, it's going to be a fucking good show. I will say that. It's going to be a fucking good show, everybody. Come on.
And on that note, we are now recording this on March the 1st, which means that in literally... just about a month.
Oh my God.
We start.
I'm so nervous.
There is 4 weeks left and there is a fucking lot to do.
There is a lot to do.
We are cutting it a bit fine with getting stuff done. We have started the preparations and there is a lot going on. And actually, Newcastle, I believe, is our first night.
It is. Geordieland.
Newcastle, prepare yourselves. Anything could happen.
Yeah. Newcastle, we're coming
anything
in.
Anything could be happened. So that's either a really good thing or just don't tell anyone how bad it was. Because we still have 8 other dates. So the tour is ready to go. You're all going to be very excited about that. Sam is happy and it's got the King of the Jungle approval, which none of us were worried about.
Funny thing is, you didn't even want my approval. You literally just went, well, we bet we might as well tell him now because we're coming up close to it.
No, I did, because I tell you how much I care. I wanted Sam to enjoy it. And I actually messaged him last night saying, I hope you're happy with it. Let me know.
He did.
Blah, blah, blah.
He did.
Sam ignored me.
I was doing the radio. You can't say that. That's unfair.
Sam ignored. No. I can, because you finished the radio and then messaged me about something completely unrelated.
Yeah.
You completely ignored my nice message saying, listen, mate, I can't wait to do this with you. I really hope you like it. Let me know, you know, any thoughts on that you've got. Completely ignored it and went, do you know what's happened to me?
Yeah. I've had a really bad evening.
So that's that. So the tour is we are getting there. Other little bits that
before we get into it, yeah, we've got quite a big thing to talk about as well. We're doing something at the Brits, which is I think really, really, really cool. And but what we are doing is we have a little cubicle. Think NTAs, but for the Brits. We have ourselves a little cubicle. So after the official red carpet hosts are done with their talent that are coming down the red carpet, we then get a go.
We just don't know what's going to happen.
I'm a big fan, though.
I'd also like to point out, obviously, when Anu was going to the Brits, obviously it's a big fashion thing, the Brits, as well. Everyone makes a real big effort. So last year, someone went in an inflatable outfit, which made big, big news.
Yeah.
People make a big effort when it comes to what they're wearing. So I've had a jacket specifically made for the Brits.
You're such a little bellend.
I've had a jacket specifically made for the Brits, which is fabulous, even if I do say so myself.
I've seen it. I'm going to be honest with you. It's going to strobe. That's all I'm going to say. It's going to strobe. Yeah. It's checkered.
It's not checkered.
It's not even a black tie.
No.
It's not even a tux.
No, we don't need to wear it. Someone went in a rubber dinghy last year. So I wouldn't worry about me wearing non-black tie. At least it's a jacket.
Someone went as a rubber dinghy.
So anyway, Sam will be wearing his usual tux. But what he has told me is, because we are hosting a red carpet this year, the NCAAs, yeah. Sam is getting a new tux made for that.
I am, yeah. Because I didn't realise that. I just thought, a tux, a tux, a tux. You wear the same black tie to a wedding, to a funeral and to an event, right? But I didn't realise that, like, you know, now we're in the industry, in the entertainment industry, you know, look, the optics are everything. So I didn't realise that everyone, like, gets new suits made per fucking Brits.
Well, I don't think
NTA.
Everyone does.
You got one made for the NTAs coming up, and you've had one made for the Brits.
Yeah, I like a suit. Yeah, I like a suit, and I like
and for the Bride of Britain, he wore flares with leopard skin boots.
No, they weren't leopard skin. They weren't actual made.
Leopard
they
print.
They weren't actually made from leopards. I love animals. I don't know if you know. The leopard print boots, yeah, which went down very well and everyone seemed to enjoy it. It was a velvet flared tux
velvet
leopard print boots. This time, I have gone big on the jacket. There may be flares involved again.
Oh, he loves a flare!
Listen, Edie, who is my style icon in this room, are you prepared? Are you excited about my outfit choices?
Definitely.
Yeah, there we go.
Have you seen it?
We'll make it work. Listen, it doesn't have to be practical. It's fash hunt.
I can't wait till Dua Lipa comes down the red carpet, right? And she goes, oh my God, look at that. And it's going to be like Pete.
And I'm going to go, don't say that. He's King of the Jungle.
So we're doing that. And it's going to be really... So when this comes out, it would have actually happened. But you're going to have to wait until the week after for us to talk about it. Because obviously we're filming this a few days in advance. So it's Friday right
and
now.
And I just want to point out, so we are interviewing people on the red carpet for hits. And for this podcast. Also, because this is the final, but we've not even gotten to, well, there's so much to talk
about.
There's
so much to talk about.
A bit of a sad day for all of us as well. No one's died, but this is the last time we're ever going to be in this studio.
It is.
I was expecting a reaction.
Well, we can't clap it, can we?
No, but that was what I was wanting.
Oh, right.
This is the last time we will be filming Staying Relevant in this studio.
Yeah, we've had a really good time in this place.
Yeah, this doesn't mean it's over.
As much as Pete wishes it was.
Oh, fuck me, do I? We are moving. We are moving house. We are moving to a brand new studio. It's still in development, our brand new studio. So we're renting for a while.
So we're sofa surfing.
We're Airbnb-ing in a little studio very soon. So it will look a little bit different. But then we move into our brand new home. And let me tell you, Sam hasn't seen it yet. I have seen it. And we're going big.
We're going big. Staying Relevant is going up in the world. We're up the property ladder now.
I'm going to be honest with you. This is Penthouse Studios, all right? It's a fucking auditorium. It's effectively, we'll be recording the podcast each week in similar to the Palladium. It's that big. It's actually known as a performance area, not just a studio. And by that, there could be some very exciting developments in future. We are moving house because it's like we started off at the beginning of our work marriage in a one up, one down because it was all we could afford. We have now developed, we have since been married, we are looking to bring our first child into the world. So we need more space. The first child is all of you. You are our children.
Yeah.
So we would like to, you know, include you a little bit more. So
no more pink sofas.
The pink sofas are going to be in the Airbnb.
Oh, well, yeah. We've still got the pink sofas.
And don't worry, we are still going to take this well-made...
drinks trolley.
Drinks trolley.
And obviously...
When I say well-made, don't let that fool you.
Oh, fucking hell. And obviously, actually, on that note...
It's an antique.
We're obviously not getting rid of Pete's charity shop calendar picture. That's obviously coming with us, as is my fabulous magazine cover, which seems to be thrown away, actually.
No, it's not been thrown away. It was actually... I spilt my coffee, so we needed something to mop
it. Are you joking?
No, we didn't realise. But we can get another one on eBay, so it's fine.
Oh, you bastard. We have had... One hell. Oh, we still have the magazine. Thank God for that. We have got an advertisement as well. Thank you very much, Paul. Appreciate that.
Yeah, we haven't got enough use out of that.
We have. We're going to be bringing this with us as well. Mine's a bit smaller.
It's not the first time he said that.
But we have had one hell of a journey on this podcast. Like, we're in this very studio, actually. We've grown, evolved, adapted, and gained a family in this studio, and we will never ever forget it. And we don't want you to think that we are going to forget our roots. At the heart of everything, we are still
two
slightly old reality stars trying to stay relevant in a world that's passing us by. Because we're moving up to a bigger studio, you know. I don't
what
want you to think
got on
too
your
big.
Wrist.
It's a whoop. It's a whoop. Yeah, it's a whoop.
What is that?
It's a little heart monitor thing.
Oh dear God! Don't put it on me. It's how I'm dead.
Tell you how you sleep.
Fucking hell!
But we are so grateful that you've been on this journey with us, and we are not, as Pete said, we're not going anywhere. Well, we are going somewhere, but we're not. We're going to be there every single day.
We literally are going somewhere.
We are going somewhere, but we are going to still be listenable too.
That was a really heartfelt load of shit.
Pete, help me.
We're moving house. Stay tuned. Here we go.
I tried to make it a little bit more sort of, you know.
The problem is that you've got you're not particularly emotional. You're not very good at things like that. Like, when it comes to speaking, it's something that I don't think is your forte. So you lack emotion because you do things that are supposed to be kind of emotional with the same face, like do you know what I mean? Like, you've just won most improved player at the under five football team.
Well, I suppose on that note, we should probably actually talk about what we've done to stay relevant.
Well, that's exactly it. Let's crack on with that, shall we?
Because Pete's actually a little bit right. My speaking hasn't been very good recently.
Oh, do you want to go into this?
I think it's important.
Oh, okay. All right, good. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, obviously.
So let me just tell you something now then. So what happens with the Staying Relevant is we each do our Staying Relevant fucking moments for the week. However, sometimes late-minute circumstances change. So we have got some things to talk about, but Sam has got some things that he wants to address.
But we normally do it for each other, so I'll let Pete explain.
Well, do you know what? No, because actually I feel for you on this one. So Sam this week has had a lot of stick. It's not gone well for him, and the people have turned. The King of the Jungle thing normally lasts for about 6 months. Sam got less than 3 months out of it before the people turned.
Tried our best.
Sam is, and I'm going to be nice here. Sam is now a radio presenter and has been for a long time, something that he loves doing. And he is moving up in the world, and he's a presenter, an interviewer, all the things that I'm not. Sam takes it very seriously and is very good at it. However, sometimes the people don't appreciate. This week, Sam interviewed two massive, massive stars, Elvis and the bloke that's shagging the Kardashian.
God. Oh, no.
So Timothy
Chalamet and Austin Butler.
Austin Butler, two very high-profile, well-known people that everyone loves. Big, big moment. Sam's interviewed Hugh Jackman. He's done all sorts of people. Not Miles Teller, but you know about that. But he's moved up and he's got Timothy Chalamet and Austin Butler.
Chalamet.
Is that not his name?
Chalamet.
It's got mixed reviews. I think it's probably a nice way of saying it. But I just want to stick up for you and say, I think you did a great job, mate.
Wow, they'd never get that from Pete.
And I'll tell you why.
I was expecting you to rinse it.
No, because you are one of a kind, Sam. That's why. No one wants to see the same fucking interview over and over again. One thing you will get out of an interview with you is unexpected gold. However, some people, they don't appreciate gold, do they?
No.
What's happened?
But I thought it was a good interview. I'm going to be honest with you. I went in. I was talking about Dune 2. I'm a big Dune fan. I'm just a big sort of fantasy fan, sci-fi fan. So I was like, this is right up my alley. I'm a big Timothy Chalamet because I'm a love fan because, you know, I've actually watched loads of things he's in. And
did you see Wonka?
I actually haven't seen Wonka, no.
Oh, I started it and closed it off.
Right. Well, I like Timothy Chalamet. He's a bit of a nerd like me. He loves gaming. He actually used to make sort of gaming controls. Anyway, I thought we were gonna vibe quite well. Austin Butler, very cool dude.
You're
more Austin
Butler. He's got a film coming out soon about motorbikes with Tom Hardy, and I'm so excited.
Well, so basically, I'm Timothy Chalamet, Pete's Austin Butler in budget form, obviously.
And take that comparison. Yeah.
So I basically walk in, I'm mad excited, and there's you got to basically talk. I want to talk to them about, if I'm honest with you, I want to talk to them about stuff that wasn't even in the movie. Because I'm a fan of both of these dudes. Like, you know, I just sort of wanted to ask about like the personal stuff. Like the fact that Timothy Chalamet is a gamer. Austin Butler did Hot Ones and I thought that was kind of cool. So I just wanted to sort of like just see them as people really. Because I'm a fan. It was kind of a selfish thing. Because I already sort of knew about the movie. So I was like, whatever. Not the right thing to do, apparently. The one thing I did say was I asked him about him and Zendaya, and it didn't go down very well.
She's stunning.
She's very beautiful.
So the slack that Sam's got is from journalists, and this is another reason that I'm going to have Sam's back, who think that reality stars shouldn't be doing those sort of jobs because they have a degree. The problem is that you don't have a degree in charisma or personality, which is why you're not doing those jobs. So rather than people stealing your jobs, just be better is probably my advice. And now I'm probably going to get some slack.
Come join me.
And you know what? Come at me, bro. But yeah, listen, I think you did a great job. There was one awkward moment for me.
Have you watched it?
After you told me about the slack, yes, I did. And in all seriousness, I loved it because it's you, and that's what makes you you, and that's why people love you, and that's why you get the jobs, is because you are you. You don't try to be anything other than you, and actually that's more refreshing and more interesting and quite unique, and that's what people want to see, not the same shit over and over again. I did have to switch off at the point where you called them bros.
Oh, yeah.
That made me feel a little bit sick. The desperation...
I know, to be one of them.
To be one of them.
Yeah.
You then referred to the three of you as the Three Musketeers.
Yeah.
And at that point, I saw them both go... Yeah. What the fuck? And I think one of them actually went, this has taken a turn.
Yeah, that was Timothy Chalamet. Yeah. And I panicked then because I thought we were going to get along really well. And actually we did. I managed to turn it around, but then I said I was going to wait for them outside their houses. And that got
that was it.
Weird.
Yeah, no, it was, I will wait for you outside, I'll wait for you outside your house in the bushes. I'm not sure that's...
It was a turn of phrase. I wasn't actually going to do it. It was a metaphor. I don't even know if that's the right one.
But yeah, so, but on a serious note, listen, I know you got a lot of stick and I don't care.
I got so much, mate. It went viral.
I don't care if the journalists come for me. At the end of the day, you're not stealing anyone's job. You're just you. And that's why people love you. That's why you won the jungle. And that's the point of it. And also you're very good at what you do because you ask things that other people don't. And when you do ask things that everyone else asks, you get in trouble. So my advice to you in future is just do you.
Do you know what? That's true. I wanted to ask about wrestling because Timothy Chalamet is a big wrestling fan.
Okay, starting to sound like a snorker. Okay. However, another thing that I probably wouldn't do if I was in... Now, I would never do that for a number of reasons is that I am unpredictable and untrustworthy. And I don't
really,
think,
so am I.
And I don't think people... Yeah, but you're unpredictable and untrustworthy in kind of a cute way. I'm unpredictable and untrustworthy in the kind of this could go very wrong and there could be a lawsuit. So... But what I wouldn't do if I was interviewing A-list stars is sneak in my own brand.
No!
So Sam's Glasses, Dinelli's, fabulous, fabulous range. Shout out to Dinelli. As you may see, if you go on their website, I'm their only model. However, Sam, with the two biggest A-listers currently, thought, I'll tell you what, I'll give you a free pair of my sunglasses. Style icon. Austin Butler, he's a real style icon. Yeah. How did he react?
He quite liked him.
And what if we see them anywhere, I'm going to say well done. But at this point, I think desperate prick.
Do you know what? It was one of them moves where I was like, do I do it? And I was like, do you know what? I'm going to fucking do it.
But how did you do it? Do you know, I just want to say, boys, this is my brand.
No. So what I did was I used the people I was there with as cover. I went, this is from us to you. And I literally had them in both pockets. I basically was done with the interview. I'd run out of questions. So I drew them like you draw guns. Because I was so nervous. Because obviously, I'm already in trouble with them, so I don't fucking care. I basically was like, you're probably not allowed to do this. So I just went, boys, anyway, here you go. And just whipped them out, like threw them at them and went, have them from us to you.
I can imagine after saying you're going to wait in the bushes and then go, boys, that probably scared the life out of them. however, so this is a call out to Staying Relevant listeners. Follow, is it Timothy?
Timothy Chalamet, yeah.
Yeah,
Chalamet.
Follow him and Austin Butler. Keep up on their pack pictures and anything they do. If you notice or see them in any Dinelli's, we need to know, all right? Because they're not going to promote it, obviously, but if you see them when they're packed out with their birds or whatever they're doing and you just see them in gut, because you know what, these big celebs love a pair of sunglasses. The big celebs do. They love sunglasses just so they don't get recognised anywhere. Dinelli's. But if you see them in Dinelli's, we need to know about it because it will be big for the brand.
The shameless brand. Just like, have some of these. Like, just try. Do you know what? You can't fault a man for trying.
No, listen.
When people sit there and go, they took our jobs. I'm sitting there going, mate, I'm so desperate that I'm giving out glasses. You can't say I'm not trying, okay?
Listen, don't worry about it. I think you did great.
Thanks.
Just remember, look at your first This Morning thing. That the people didn't appreciate that. But now they've grown to love you.
Love's a strong word.
Now they've grown to tolerate.
Tolerate me.
Now they've accepted that you're there.
Yeah, exactly. Not going anywhere as of yet.
Anyway, so that's just Sam getting that off of his chest, and we felt like we needed to do that. And as his sort of security friend, stroke father, older brother, I felt like I had to stick up for him there as well.
That's very, so, very strong. I nearly teared up at one point. Just that was very sweet of you, Pete. Thank you.
So listen, you're the best. You crack on.
It really went everywhere, though. Like, everywhere.
But that's because you're big stuff. But more so because they're big stuff, I think.
Yeah, but it was just like Sam's nicking our job. I didn't nick it. I didn't know.
No. Well, do you know what? Fuck yeah. So moving on. Something that we've both done to stay relevant this week,
yep.
However, it was unintentional from me, however, very intentional from Sam, is Zara had a big photo shoot.
Yeah, she did.
Big photo shoot. She has got, can we talk about it? She's got a brand
she's
coming out.
She's got a brand coming
she's
out.
She's got a brand coming out. Zara had a big photo shoot. Really fucking good. I love Zara. I love Sam. Zara and Sam, they call me and they say, if you're in London, can you just pop down to the shoot, say hello? And we're just going to do like a little behind the scenes, like little video. And I said, yeah, of course I will. I'm in London anyway. I'm on the bike.
Well, actually, that's not strictly true. We called Pete and went, Pete, would you mind? And this actually, you know what? Pete was very sweet to me a bit earlier just then, so I'm going to be sweet back to Pete. Pete lives in Essex. We were filming it. Zara was filming this thing in London. Now, obviously, I was going to go to it. And she was like, do you think Pete would come and just do some stuff with us and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, you can ask him. Bless him. He literally went, oh, you're fucking joking. We were like, she was like, Pete, please, can you come down? He was like, fuck's sake, it's miles away. Just like, please. He fucking drove the bike all the way into London to be there for Zara's big launch day, which was so sweet of him. Zara actually cried afterwards. Did she tell you this? She cried after he left.
She didn't tell me that.
She cried after he left and went, he's just so lovely. It was just so lovely of him. And she, like, Zara's a bit emotional like that. And I was like, look, I've been doing it to him for years. I was like, I've been doing it to him for years, mate. Like just, if you pester him enough, he'll come. And she was like, I'm just so grateful that you came down. But it was really sweet. So Pete, anyway, reluctantly, but then being the good mate he is, came down.
So I just thought it was, you know, for a bit of support and whatever else. However, it wasn't. And I should have known.
I shouldn't have come.
I should have known that there would be more to it. I don't know why. I just thought, go and support Zara. It's a big day. Sam's going to go. We can surprise her. Sam had bought her flowers and done all that sort of stuff.
That's lovely Pete's thing. Idea.
No, don't say that.
I'm sorry.
Because she put a big fucking story on.
Oh, shit, yeah. It was my idea. It was my idea. Pete literally didn't have anything to do with it.
Anyway, so it was a big day. So I just thought, yeah, we'd just go down and say hello and whatever else. And I did have meetings in London later in the afternoon, which is why I took the bike. But this was a good 3 hours before I needed to be in London. So I thought, yeah, I'll pop down. I get there and I walk in. And when I tell you there are 25 people in this studio, I've never seen a shoot so big in my life. There were so many people in that fucking studio, wasn't there?
Matt, I've never seen anything like that. I went, God, we have not made it.
We have not made it because she had entourages. There was fucking people everywhere. There was a buffet.
There was a buffet. There was really good food as well.
When Sam and I did a photo shoot recently, we were offered Pret. And I do love Pret.
You love a cheese twist.
I absolutely do. But that's literally, and I think we were given expenses maybe £12 each for the day. Zara had a full buffet, an entourage, an audience, and a fan club.
There were about 30 people there.
It was unbelievable. Very beautiful studio. Walk in. I've just come off the bike and I've rode in from London. It was quite a nice day.
We've wiped Pete up already downstairs.
I wear an open face helmet, my face covered in soot. Because when you ride in London, so it's, you know, it's a bit sooty. Anyway, I get downstairs and I say I'm at the right place. Sam comes downstairs with Ted and they go, right, get this on ya. Mic'd up straight away before the crash helmet has come off my fucking head.
Pete thinks he's coming down just to support, straight up mic'd up.
And I went, oh, fuck me, what do I need this for? We're just going to do a little like behind the scenes fucking thing. And I thought, okay, great, fine, we're going to do behind the scenes. Anyway, walk up the stairs. There was a lot of stairs. We get into the studio. Sam has then announced that I'm there and 30 people clapped me in, including models and other people who had no fucking idea who I was why this soot-covered man in a microphone had walked in.
I walked up and went, he's arrived, everybody. Pete Wicks has arrived. And everyone, because I was clapping, everyone else started clapping.
He then takes me straight over, before I even put the crash helmet down, to the screens where some of Zara's pictures, they were going through the Zara's pictures. Pete, what do you think about this? And I said, well, it doesn't matter what I have, it's fuck all to do with me. No, we need your opinion on it. I'm then telling the photographer and the stylist, well, I'm not sure about that one, why it mattered what I thought, I don't know, especially when I'm looking at them like a fucking panda with soot all over my face. Anyway, then Zara goes, so... thanks for coming. I've had an idea. And at that point, I went, no. And she went, you don't know what it is. I went, I know what it is. And I can feel it already. Who do you think the special guest model was? Me. Zara, Sam and I recreated some shots. And it was not good. You actually look quite nice in the shot.
But I've got to be honest, I really liked it. I was sort of stretched out on the floor, arm on head, angling slightly to the right, and I really liked it. Pete calls it a derby. He had his derby out. It was so good when he was walking
30
over.
30 people who I've not met watched me strut around a studio with me fucking derby hanging out.
Just imagine Pete turning up trying to keep a low profile. He's turned up and he was like, I'm just here to support. He's been clapped in, asked his opinion while everyone's watching. But his point, he's fucking miserable. It's so good. He then looks at the photos that we've taken, sees how bad they are and goes, I don't want to be here anymore. And then I take him over to a photo shoot of mine.
Yeah, whilst we're there, obviously talking about Sam and Danelli, Sam had bought 20 pairs of Danellis. So then, whilst you're here, got the photographer to turn round on Zara's shoe and go, just snap a few of them in there. I'm then stood there doing fucking photo shoots with Zara for his fucking brand as well. So basically what's happened is me just trying to be a nice friend, I've been used, not paid, but used for two brands and two shoots.
So good.
No, not good. Anyway, so that was that. The worst part of it for me at the end was everyone going, oh, thanks so much. And I thought, well, listen, these are just going to be joke pictures. Until I heard as I was walking out the door, we could use them for the press release. So look out for them. So that was kind of both of our staying relevant moments there. We gatecrashed Zara's photo shoot. So we actually have so much to talk about this week that we've not been able to finish it all. So we're going to roll it over to another week. Oh, we've got photo shoots that you've done. We've got shows that I've done. We've got so much to talk about.
However,
the problem that we've got now is that as Sam has just stopped the entire podcast because we've been recording now, he really needs a piss. So
no!
I'm going to run through the outro quite quickly before he has a little accident.
I also wear khaki.
So thank you for listening to Staying Relevant, a podcast hosted by Pissy Pants Sam Thompson and Pete Wicks. Make sure you subscribe, follow, do all of that sort of stuff. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, and YouTube. We are out every Monday and Thursday with a bonus episode, and you can watch them every Friday and Sunday. So that's Monday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday. Rate, review, do all of that crap. Ta-da, see you later. Go have a piss some.
I've had the best time. I feel like, I don't mean to toot our own trumpets, but I feel like today's been a real good one. I don't mean to. Also,
do you need a piss or not?
No, I do, but leave a review.
Come on.
Right? Leave a review and it, please make it 5-star because we read all of them.
We don't want it to happen again. Staying Relevant was an Insanity Studios production.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.